Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Harold Mester with you tonight, joined in the studio with County Supervisor Jerry Broderick and Parks Director Sue Black. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Well, everybody likes the parks, and we're here to talk about all the great things going on in our gold medal award-winning park system.
Nice.
And you have a lot of things going on this summer. I know you have the Hoyt Pool. That's a major new opening for us.
Yeah.
So how are things going so far? I know you've had very busy crowds there.
Yeah. When we first opened that first weekend, we had opened Schultz before, and that was the previous year, the Schultz Aquatic Center up at Lincoln Park. And we had lines out the door, so we knew how to handle the crowds. But boy, what a success story that is. I'm so happy. There's the neighborhood moms got together and said, we want to bring Hoyt back. And here we were, 5 years later, cutting the ribbon and kids running around. There's nothing that makes a parks director happier than seeing people in it. You know, the day before it was empty, I'm like, you know, this is going to be like one of the last days we're going to see this facility in the summer with nobody here, you know? And then when everybody came and they see everybody having so much fun and the families, it's great. And, you know, the way that all happened with the donors and the families and the kids all having their toy sales or whatever, it's like everybody has ownership in it as opposed to just building it somewhat the traditional way.
It's really a wonderful testament as to what can be done by a small group of people who are determined to accomplish their end.
Yeah, and absolutely.
That's the latest in a series of visible improvements that people are seeing. And Supervisor Broderick, I know in your district, it's been a few years now that we've had the concessions down at Bradford Beach, and you have the North Point Snack Bar. That everybody seems to like going down there for burgers and custard, those sort of things. But you have some other improvements going on in your district. I know with you're reconstructing some bridges in Lake Park.
Lake Park, the Lion Bridge, the Stone Arch Bridge, with some DOT funding, I might add.
Right.
But, you know, it's a matter of just the attitude in terms of leadership of our parks. It's Sue, it's her leadership team. And what they've done over the course of the last many years to enliven our park system, it's really vitalized it in ways that I think are clear to the public, and you can see it in terms of the use that the parks are now getting as opposed to what might have been the case.
I appreciate you saying that, but it took everybody. You know, it took the county board. It took, I'm excited about having Chris Abley as the county executive now and what we're going to be able to do, but it was bringing everybody together to have that vision. And when you look at where the parks were 10 years ago, I'm happy that we're where we're at. And I just think that it's going to keep getting better and bigger and stronger and really add to the quality of life here. I mean, I love Milwaukee County. I really do. It wasn't on the radar screen to move back here. This is where I grew up. And I am so glad that there was a plan out there that brought me back here, because I am just committed to this community. And I'm just excited about the future. And I mean that. I think we're going to do some really great things.
You were one of the first people the new county exec said he was keeping on. So.
Well, and this Harold, too, it's being done with scant resources.
Yeah,
I adopt the point of view, as many people recall, in November of 2008, the majority of the public spoke and said they wanted to be taxed, even in these times of duress economically, provided that money was spent on parks and transportation. Unfortunately, the state legislature... I don't know what's happened to representative government, but when the people in their majority speak, I think they ought to listen. They did not, unfortunately. And what we're experiencing today in terms of this reinvigoration of our park system could be even better with an appropriate amount of money to be able to maintain the parks as they ought to be.
Supervisor, we have another example of people, well, in this case, businesses that want to be taxed. And this is we're looking at this for Juneau Park and Cathedral Square Park.
Yeah,
what's the status of
that? There is a new proposal that's been brought forth by Easttown and the Neighborhood Improvement District in the Juneau Park, Cathedral Park areas that would do just that. It's not unlike a business improvement district. And it's a concept that I think it's worth looking at. They're willing to put up $3 to $3.5 million. But, you know, it's something we have to approach, I think, with some care. you know, questions of access are always a part of this. These are tax-supported parks, and we have to make sure that the parks are open, free, and accessible to everyone, and that the private is not given precedence over the public.
It's the details that I think that we have to work out. There's three public hearings now that, so we haven't really come out having a position on it. It's like, if the neighbors want to improve their park and they want to tax themselves to do it, let's listen to them, you know, and why not? There has been the discussion of, will there be parks that have nicer amenities than the other? However, when I look at it, if the neighbors have the ability to tax themselves and bring $3.5 million to the table, that when we do bond for other capital improvements, it's just that we're going to be able to put that other money and it'll go further when we put the county bonds in there. So there's three public hearings. They're going to bring it back to the county parks committee in July, and we're going to listen to what the public had to say and then somewhat react from there. But I did get a bunch of positive feedback from the Wisconsin Park and Rec Association, you know, all of my counterparts and other city parks departments are like, great idea. I can't, you know, there you go again, Black, you know. So, but it really wasn't me, but it was something that when the neighbors say, let's do this. Juneau Park, I mean, there's real erosion problems, and I call it Billy Goat Hill when everybody tries to get from downtown, like down to Summerfest and down to the museums and things. I mean, we need to build some steps there and a, you know, an ADA switchback and things like that. And that's what some of the money and improvements would go for. So it's nothing elaborate. It's just some of the things that I think need to be done. And the plan and design of what's going to happen at Cathedral, that's going to take a lot of public input as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the, let's talk about the summer fun in Milwaukee County. What are some of the big things going on this summer that we want to let people know about?
It's hard to begin because there is so much to do throughout the park system all summer long. And of course, this is by and large very affordable for Milwaukee County families. You know, you begin with the lakefront and work to the west, I suppose, or in all directions, but Bradford Beach has any number of events going, Sands and Bands. Is that in September? I think it's September.
Well, if you go to the Bradford Beach website or the County Parks website, you can figure out whatever you want to do, whether you want to hike or bike or beach or whatever. And the other thing, Jerry, that I'd remind everybody is we have six beaches. You know, everybody's going to Bradford, and I think that's absolutely fantastic. But if you want to not have the crowds and kind of get away from it, you've got Doctors, see if I can do this, Bradford, McKinley, South Shore, Bender. You know, you've got Grant. If you haven't been to Grant Beach, that's the next one we want to put.
I was just down there a couple weeks ago, and it's beautiful. I know there's some work going on in there, but you know, just it's like you're not in a city at all.
Yeah, 16 miles of lakefront of what we have, and I just think that let's spread this out. Now we made Bradford successful, but let's not stop there. Let's get all six beaches just as or have them have their own identity, if you will, but whatever you're looking for, I really want to bring those other beaches to life.
And I think there's been a real attempt to make sure that every sector of the community is served, from Berner Botanical Gardens to Cathedral Square downtown, to Wednesdays at the Shell in Washington Park.
Yeah.
Events that are people, you know, Milwaukee Symphony, in fact, is going to play there this summer, Paul Sebar, Eddie Butts.
Right. The symphony played out at Berner a couple weeks ago, and oh my gosh, it was fantastic. You know, the weather had been a little bit cooler and what have you, but it was just packed, and Eddie Butts was there. And, you know, we've got one of the things that we've tried to do is just kind of bring music back to the neighborhoods. And so there's this series of about 100 different concerts. So, you know, you can get your family, get your sweetie pie, bring a picnic or whatever you want to bring with you, and then just come listen to some music. Completely affordable because it's free, you know? So if you want to look at it, there's one every night of the week. You know, at Lake Park, you've got your Musical Mondays that's going to be starting.
And Wonderful Wednesdays.
Yeah. And, you know, Chill on the Hill on Tuesdays. And then obviously on Thursdays, we've got the Jazz in the Park. Anyways, there's something each night of the week, and we've got these new little brochures that you can pick up at Parks Administration, or you'll just see them all over the city. But it's like a little brewer schedule, but it's got everything you can imagine to do on this thing. And
it's a great lineup.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And it also tells you about the swimming and golfing and, you know, all the pools and things like that. And, you know, the other thing that we wanted to talk about is people renting our pavilions and the play areas and stuff like that. You know, we have some beautiful venues, and if people want to have a party and not, don't want to do it in their backyard or don't air in a condo or whatever, there's so many rentals. And I say we marry more people than the churches. And we have so many. I do. I want to start like a new, take a couple of staff people and just have them work on the wedding aspect of what we do, just because and even just the pictures, and people go to the domes, you know, for those sure. wedding photos. In fact, that's another one of the capital projects, is we redid the whole front entrance of the domes. It's all kind of green development, if you will, which should happen at the domes anyways, but it's a beautiful a new entrance in there. So I'm pretty excited about unveiling that. That should be finished in a couple of weeks.
Let's talk about the golf courses, because that's always that's one of the more popular areas too during the summer.
It sustains the whole system.
The weather has not been particularly conducive to golfing, but of course golfers being by nature
yeah.
people who will golf regardless of how inclement the weather are out there. But in the number, you know, it's important to know, I think a lot of people don't understand, that around 45% of our revenues that support the park system come from golf. And when we have an off season like this with poor weather, it really has a long-term impact on our budgetary circumstance.
So get out there and golf.
Help support your community. Yeah, absolutely. With all of our courses, you know, we've got something for every player. But I say we're going to be golfing in October. I know we're going to have I think it's just a shift in the weather. And I think it's just going to, you know, we're going to have a beautiful fall. It'll be 90 in October.
Always the optimist. We shouldn't forget that we also have Night Glow Golf.
Oh my gosh, this has been such a hit. I don't know if
you
know
that. I've never done that. Yeah.
It's a blast. It's kind of a party in and of itself, but we just have so much fun with it. So the sticks and the cups and everybody gets a necklace to put around them and the actual golf balls themselves. So everything's glowing. That's why we call it yeah. Night Glow Golf. And everybody is out having a ball. We had it at Warnemont. A couple weeks ago, we had 80 people yeah. out there golfing, you know, and everybody, it's just fun. It's just something really different. If you've never done it, I'm serious, sign up and take your friends, and it'll be something to remember. It's fun.
Of course, we have the traditional, people are accustomed to the U.S. Bank fireworks and the air show.
Those are going on here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's go.
It's upon us.
Yeah, yeah.
The U.S. Air Show, too, is going to be in early August, August 6th and 7th, which I think people always find entertaining.
Yeah, I think that'll be a real fun one. And the one that's, if anybody knows me, near and dear to my heart is the Brewfest. So this will be the second annual, I shouldn't say that, but it'll be the second annual Brewfest, and that's on the 30th of July. So that's right where the old Coast Guard station is, or what we call Chuck Circle, Chuck Ward, for everybody remembers. We just named that area after him. So that'll be particularly fun this year to do that. We also have all the fish fries. I don't know if anybody knows, and you probably have your favorite place that you go for fish, but if you want to try something different, we've got them at Brown Deer, Grant, and Whitnall. Obviously on Friday nights, and then we usually have a band or some music with it. So it's a real different way to go have a fish fry, and the fish is fantastic. It really is.
Oh, and my favorite thing is the air show.
Yeah.
It's an air and water show this year, the 6th and 7th of August.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I think they're going to name, they're going to name me the hometown hero, and I get to go up in the fighter jet.
Excellent.
I know.
Excellent.
They're like, can you handle it? I'm like, sure I can handle it. Of course I can.
Better you than I.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had to go get a physical. I had to do all other stuff. But if I get to do it, I think that's going to be fantastic.
You know, another air show is taking place that's a bit more esoteric, but I think has great appeal, and that's the Frank Mott Kite Show.
That is an air show, yes.
Yeah, that's September 10th down near the Sailing Center at the Kite Shack, right on the water. It's a real spectacle, and I think folks going down there would really enjoy it immensely.
We are quickly running out of time here. Anything else either of you want to share?
Well, I would tell you, just go to countyparks.com. Put it on your favorites list.
And how did we end up with that web address?
Isn't that great? Out of the whole country. I mean, I think how many county park systems there. But seriously, and if it's a random night and you're looking for something to do, there's something. I'm looking at the schedule here. Every day there's like five different things that you can do in your park system and very affordable. And, you know, that's what they're here for, is for you. So use them. And have a great summer.
And Sue and I will be doing a meet and greet at Brewfest.
Yeah.
And you two don't get along, early. So I don't know how, you know, because you two don't get along at all.
No. And I think that's what I think about the future here. I'm really excited about what we're all going to be able to do together, because it's just a win-win all the way around for everybody.
Supervisor Broderick, Director Black, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Coming up, we'll wrap up this month's show when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.